on this June the 26th. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Time to check in on the futures markets. Joining us by phone is Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson. She's from right here in Champaign County for her head offices. Thanks, Jackie, for taking the time with us today.
Well, thank you, Todd.
Let's take a look at the marketplace. What did you find of most interest? And then I know you've been looking forward, probably, of course, to Friday, and the report's due out at 11 a.m. Central Time.
Well, I tell you what, Friday's going to be an interesting day. As far as today's market goes, I think that it was very reflective of the spread unwinding we've seen over the last number of days. We've seen a lot of drop in open interest. Mostly long liquidation in corn and wheat. Wheat is being pressured a little bit because of we're making harvest progress, and some of the yields in the areas that they're in are actually coming in better. I think we won't get a real true picture of damage, perhaps, until we get up into the Kansas area. But a lot of position squaring going on, and a reflection when you look in the July contracts, basically, tight stocks. There's no question about that between corn and beans. On Friday, you mentioned the reports. Well, we have the acreage report. We have the quarterly grain stocks report. We have the hog and pig report. We have first notice day, which is another thing that is going on in terms of some changes on the futures. And we also have the end of the month and the end of the quarter. So you couldn't pile much more on one day if you really wanted to.
You couldn't pile much more on one day, and that's in the future. But in this last 24 hours, boy, have we piled lots of things on. The weather has been really pretty rough. Last night in my home, a little hail, a lot of rainfall. I think we're up over, I didn't empty my gauge over the weekend, and I think there was about 2.5 there to begin with. And it was overflowing this morning. It's a 7-inch gauge, so I'm guessing maybe close to 8 by the time we got done. I don't know. It was really, there was a lot of rainfall in the area, but other places, Jackie, simply didn't get it, so it's kind of hit and miss.
Well, it certainly was. Iowa, of course, got hit hard again. Parts of Independence, so Iowa, they still get 6 inches of rain. Today is the first day in talking with producers out there that I actually have guys that are now saying, I'm taking prevented plant on beans. There's just absolutely no way we're going to get back in. And, parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan got at least 2 inches of rain last night. In fact, talked to one of the guys from Indiana today, and he was saying this is one of the first good rains they've had in a little while. So I guess it depends upon your perspective. But it seems as if that jet stream river of air is out of its bank someplace. A few weeks ago, I talked with Ed Kieser and asked him about the weather, and he said, the problem that they've got is the circumstances we have right now are we have these fronts splitting into more than one front. And he said once that starts to happen, the computers just can't handle it. And so, then they're as lost as anybody else is. I don't know what's going to happen. We've been up in Wisconsin for a bit, and we've also been getting some very, very heavy rains up here. So it's not nice anywhere you go.
Well, let's come back to some different fundamentals in the marketplace. Of course, we talked a little bit about the grain stocks and the acreage reports. They're due out on Friday. Landworth has released its numbers. Did you take a look at those?
Oh, I certainly did. Landworth came out at 95.7 million acres for corn. The average guess is 95.3. You always have to remember that Landworth puts out a number that they expect to be the final acreage number, not a number necessarily that's a reflection to this report. And so I went and looked back what the largest deviation the USDA had from the final acreage number on the June report, and that comes in at 1.345 million acres. And with a, tied with a report like we have this year or circumstances like this year where this June acres report is really much more of a extended intentions report, I think that this could be one of those crazy years. And in the last 20 years, the June report has been below the final acreage number and 4 out of 20 and about 16 out of 20. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how all of this shakes out as we move further. When you look at Landworth on beans, they came in at 78. Average guess for us is 77.9. And here was a real kicker, and I did not realize this myself. The largest deviation USDA has had off of the final acre number for beans was 1.49 million acres. And in the last 20 years, they were below this. They were below the final number by 7 out of 20 years, and they were over 13 out of 20 years. So you know, it's there's just an awful lot of components forward into Friday morning that nobody's going to have an answer to until we actually have the report in front of us.
And then we have the grain stocks numbers to look forward to and to think about just how much we have left to ship out, if any, for exports for soybeans, maybe even for corn. That, although, would be really doubtful at this point.
Well, I would say it's going to be pretty limited on everything. I mean, we're 83% through the season at this point in time, and you know, we've had really outstanding bean exports. It's just corn has been a dog. I looked at the grain stocks report and what the reaction was in the last 3 years, you know, to try and get more of a handle on where we've been at. And in the last 3 years, we've seen the market go up on an average of 25 cents two out of those 3 years on corn, and down 1 year at 69 cents, and that was because we were already in the first notice period when we first noticed it, and that's the way it was. But on beans, with the ending stocks expected to be at 442, that still shows even corn at 2.8, very, very tight old stocks. Beans in the last 3 years, up 2 years, just like corn, average of 24 cents, down 1 year for 28 cents. So there, too, you know, it's kind of a split decision. Even when you look back on the acreage report, on this particular June report and on this particular day, it appears that there's not much deviation. Even if you look over the last 7 years on the acreage report, between what goes on in response to the grain stocks and in response to the acreage, they either go up together or they go down together. They don't seem to split and go different directions. So it'll be interesting to see in the situation we're in this year if that maybe changes.
And one final note before I let you go. The Army Corps of Engineers just has to be busy every year, it seems, and it again is this year, just for a different reason.
Yeah, if that isn't the truth, you know, this morning they halted barge traffic on the Mississippi due to the water levels. It's in part of the Iowa and Missouri area, and I think it's just a reflection of how much heavy rain has fallen. But this is the second time we've seen them have to do that, and of course that always raises heck with basis levels and everything else. So, just kind of a difficult year again based on weather.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. That's Jackie Vague. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County in Wisconsin at this point, but she'll be back pretty shortly. Thanks to her and for all the folks that work with us here at WILO. You can always hear her again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. It's a Wednesday afternoon.